very well pleased. It came as a surprise to me so soon that the vote was over, the voting was over. And right away, parishioners began calling me. You see, we have a strong population from Puerto Rico, but ever more growing population for throughout Latin America, Central America, Caribbean, and that recently arrived are Guatemalans, Mexicans, in the thousands. So they are all elated because that's an indication of the importance of the Catholic Latino population in the world, especially in this country. There is an ever-growing Catholic population. It's about the statistical figures would be 40 million, but with the undocumented, that would easily rise to 50 million.
50 million Spanish-speaking Catholics.
Very good, Spanish-speaking Catholics in this country.
And the selection of a Spanish-speaking pope, for the first pope from the Americas, what is that going to mean for the church?
I wonder. Well, Latin America, America, that's the continent of America, North America, South America, we are the new world, and our destiny is to join each other. We don't know each other yet that much. So we are tending bridges of understanding. That's the younger population, completely bilingual, bicultural, because we are only one continent, the new world, North America, Central America, and South America. The new world also speaks to us as about a new evangelization. Since the 1500s, we have had saints, five saints in Peru. So I believe it will be an important contribution of the Catholic Latino population to the whole world, not only to Catholicism, but also to the most important problems in the whole world.
How do you see this Pope addressing some of those problems? What are some of those problems?
Well, right now, with Pope Benedict XVI, the most important problem at that time of his elevation to the See of Pira was to enter into dialogue with the Muslim world, for example. There are about 60 countries, Muslim countries around the world, of which 25 countries are in the Middle East, the Arab countries. But we all have one father in the faith in common, Abraham. So we actually, the Muslims are descendants of Ishmael, and the Jewish people are descendants of Isaac, both children of Abraham. And we Catholics, we come from the Jewish people.
Now you said, have you heard from some of your parishioners at Blessed Sacrament about this, and what's been their reaction to the Pope?
Oh, their reaction was just very short. They are very happy to have for the first time in the 2,000 years of history of the Church, in the 2,000 years we have the first a Pope from America. That means Latin America. An American Pope, so be it.
And personally, being from Peru, what does it mean to you personally, Monsignor?
Well, all I can say is that my responsibility will be on the increase, and so will my commitments. I believe every and each Catholic right now are feeling that. They feel more committed to the building up of a new world, with more justice, a peaceful world, and because of that, Christian world.
And a new pope always brings a new energy and perhaps a new direction. Do you see a new direction here for the church?
Not right now. I'm trying to there is a constant for the church, inside the church, there is a constant purification. A constant renewal. Renewal every day, renewal. We understand the church is holy and a sinner at the same time. The church is holy because our head, Jesus, is a sinner at the same time, because we are members of the mystical body of Jesus, so we are in need of constantly being renewed. So I believe in the first place, will be a strengthening of the Catholic Church. Now, the bigger problems I see coming into the world may have this meaning, that the world, that the Catholic Church may become persecuted. But the more persecuted and poor is the Church, for that reason, it becomes the more authentic Church of Jesus Christ.
Thanks, Monsignor. Great job.
Thank you.